Taking Chances by Lavender Gaia, read by X-Manhater. Summary. After being cursed by a fairy into obedience, Jensen Ackles has never been very concerned with being social. When he falls for Jared Padalecki, he has to decide if his safety is more important than his happiness. Sometimes Jensen wondered if standing outside the door and checking to see if he was in there before going in made him a creeper. On the overall scale, it was probably less creepy than actually knowing the guy's schedule, but it still made him feel a little uneasy each time, as if someone was going to catch him and call him out on his stalking. But there he was, 6.5 feet of gorgeous behind the counter, joking with his coworker. Relief washed over him. And wasn't that just the kicker, that he was stressing whether or not the coffee guy was there? And Jensen at least tried to look confident as he pushed open the door. Jared smiled at him from behind the counter, wide and open, dimples deepening into his cheeks. "Hey, I was almost thinking that you weren't going to come today." Laughing, Jensen rubbed the back of his neck sheepishly. "Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure it's gotten to the point where I can't focus without the smell of coffee around me." "Yeah, the sound of grinding beans must be great for your concentration." Jared wiped down the counter, but seemed in no rush. For that, Jensen was thankful. "They must be working you to the bone if you have to come here to get stuff done every day." Forcing an exasperated smile, Jensen said, "We just got a whole bunch of new stuff in, so I've got a ton to do." Jared sighed, shaking his head. "Dude, if I were you, I'd put in for some serious vacation hours after this." "It's okay. I mean, I like working. And my job and stuff. And working here, it's cool." He also liked the taste of his own foot, apparently, the way he was chewing on it. "I want to at least make it a little easier." Jared nodded at the large coffee machines. "The usual?" "Please," Jensen said, pulling out his wallet. Jared smiled at him as Jensen put his few dollars of change in the tip cup, and then took his rewards card to stamp. "Hey, next one's free." Jensen wanted to roll his eyes at himself, but held back in front of Jared. It was his second free cup this month. At this point, he was going to develop a caffeine addiction. Or, at least, a bigger one than he already had. There were no other customers, so he felt comfortable hanging out by the counter as Jared made his iced latte. "So, how's everything with you?" He shrugged and raised his voice over the sound of the machines. "Can't complain, really. Work is work. Coffee never really changes much. Just more ridiculous requests. I swear, if another person asks for a cappuccino with 1% milk, I might start using the scones as weapons. Other than that, it's fine. And school is... it's school. At least I'm highly caffeinated for it." Jensen just smiled and nodded and wanted to ask about his dating life. Girlfriend? Boyfriend? Interested in hookups with the dorky guy who came in every day to use the Wi-Fi, even though at home he got coffee for free and someone to bring it to him? "Here you go," Jared said, handing the cup over. The whipped cream has a special little swirl that Jared always did. Jensen found it incredibly endearing. "Enjoy!" A small shiver went down Jensen's spine at the word. Luckily, he always enjoyed it, so it wasn't all that hard to obey. "Thanks, I'll talk to you later." He hesitated just long enough to see Jared smile again before sitting down at his usual table that faced the bar so he could subtly glance at Jared over the top of his laptop. He put his headphones on first, trying to drown out the sounds of anyone else while he opened his inbox. There were only a few messages, nothing of extreme importance. There was really no reason he should be here at all. Most of his work for the next 2 weeks was done. Business was a little slow. He could be home right now, eating whatever Chris had made and watching SportsCenter, or beating him at Madden. Jensen glanced up, immediately catching Jared's eye. Jared looked surprised, but winked at him cheerfully. His heart rolled over in his chest a few times. This was totally worth it. He spent most of the time just surfing the web, checking out random football stats and emailing his parents and siblings, so they could never complain that he didn't keep in touch. When he was just about finished with his latte, someone pulled one of his headphones away from his ear and whispered, "You know, sometimes I think you forget that you have a really nice and expensive home office. At home." Jensen rolled his eyes as Daniil sat across from him, smirking. "What are you doing here?" "Maybe I want some coffee. Or maybe I want to ogle the incredibly hot guy behind the counter." "Oh, right, that's your job." "Shut up," Jensen muttered, glancing over to where Jared was exasperatingly showing cups to someone who clearly didn't understand sizes. Daniil playfully kicked him from under the table. "Actually, I'm not here for either of those. I'm here for her." She pointed across the room to a pretty girl who was coming out of the back with fresh pastries. She caught Daniil's eye and waved in surprise. "That's Sophia, right?" Jensen said warily. When Daniil shrugged impishly, he sighed. "What happened to the rule of not hooking up with people who make our food?" "It's not a hookup. It's a date. Our third one, in fact." He hated to admit it, but he was a little shocked.
"Wow.
Either you really like her, or she's really good in bed." "All of the above, my dear friend. All of the above." She watched longingly as Sophia came over to the table, wiping her hands on her apron. "Hi," she said, clearly a little uncomfortable, but she still leaned down to kiss Daniil's cheek. "I thought we were meeting at the restaurant." Daniil grinned up at her, toying with the string of Sophia's apron. "I thought I'd surprise you." Sophia smiled, and Jensen could see she really was attractive, if you liked hot girls with nice bodies and boobs, which he really did not. "I am surprised, definitely. I mean, I was just kind of planning on going home and taking a shower first." Daniil shrugged and laced her fingers through Sophia's. "We could do that, too." She blushed deeply, but her eyes were dancing with excitement. "Just let me count out my drawer and I'll be right back." She kissed Daniil quickly before walking away, and Daniil's eyes followed her every step. Shaking his head, Jensen said, "You are so into her." "What's not to be into?" Daniil said and reached for Jensen's coffee, taking the last sip. "But I wanted to talk about you."
"Can we not and say we did?"
She sighed warily. "Why don't you just ask him out? You really like him." Shifting uncomfortably, Jensen said,
"Well, there are a variety of good reasons. Like, if we break up, then where am I going to go for coffee?"
She rolled her eyes. "Jensen, there are 4 coffee places between your place and here. You only come here for the coffee because he's here. So whatever." Her being right all the time was one of her worst qualities as far as Jensen was concerned.
"There is the little issue of not knowing whether he likes guys."
"Oh no, he's totally gay."
"How the hell would you know?"
"Sophia told me. I asked her on our last date." Jensen's jaw dropped.
"Daniil!"
"What?" She stared back at him innocently. "As your friend, it's my job to make sure that if I'm getting some, that you are too."
"I can't believe you asked her that. She's going to know you were asking because of me."
She grinned and squeezed his hand. "That's the beauty of it. Not only is he gay, well, bi apparently, which would make me totally happy except I'm hands off because he's all yours, but he likes you. She said it's total puppy love." He tried desperately not to get his hopes up.
"Danny, I mean, what if she's wrong?"
"Stop selling yourself short. It's pretty obvious that she's not. She says he always looks for you and never changes shifts because this is the one you always come to. And if someone else uses this table within, like, an hour of the time that you usually arrive, he waits to clean it because he doesn't want anybody else to be able to use it but you." She bit her bottom lip, clearly more excited than he was. "Why would he do that if he didn't like you?"
"I'd tip well."
"Jen, come on. You like him, he likes you. What's the problem?" Sighing, he rubbed his face slowly with his hands.
"Well, when all else fails, there's always the curse."
She frowned. "What, that thing? What's the big deal?" Scowling at her, he said,
"It's not like I can date him and not tell him something like that, since he'd probably figure it out anyway. And most people would not react so well to it."
"So get him really drunk like he did with me."
"I didn't tell you on purpose," he mumbled. "I was just really drunk, too."
She grinned and nudged him. "Then I'll get you both plastered and it'll come out like an episode of Jerry Springer." When Jensen just pouted, she took a deep breath. "Look, I think he would make you happy. The least you can do is try." He glanced up, catching her eye, and she smiled supportively.
I'll talk to Chris about it, okay?"
"Yeah, okay." Daniil stood up and kissed his cheek. "I'll see you later, Jen."
"Bye, Danny," he said, wistfully watching her leave hand in hand with Sophia.
He stared at the empty recesses of his coffee cup, then looked up to watch Jared at the register. Swallowing hard, Jensen packed up his stuff and walked over, trying to smile at him.
"Hey."
Jared smiled at him immediately, and Jensen's heart contracted with happiness. "Hey, leaving so soon?" He nodded.
"Yeah, I left some stuff at home that I really can't work without, so I'm just going to call it an early night. Just, one for the road?"
"Sure, of course." Jared immediately set to work making his coffee, though he paused when Jensen pulled out a few bills. "Hey, this one's free, remember?"
"Oh, right." He hesitated, then slipped a few dollars in the tip jar anyway. Jared just shook his head, laughing.
So is it wrong to assume that you'll be back tomorrow?
He found himself nodding faster than he was thinking.
Sure, I mean, since I didn't get a lot done tonight.
Jared popped the plastic top on the cup and handed it to him, their fingers brushing lightly.
Then I'll see you tomorrow.
Jensen hoped he wasn't blushing as deeply as he thought he was.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Daniil was only mostly right. There were only 3 coffee places between his apartment and where Jared worked. Luckily, Jared's coffee was really good, so at least he kind of had a working excuse for why he wasted so much gas going over there every day. And he liked helping small businesses rather than the large chains. Chris was in the kitchen when he came inside.
Hey, he called. Spaghetti okay for dinner?
Sure,
Jensen said, sitting at the island in the large open kitchen. There was a knife chopping up lettuce as Chris started pulling more stuff from the refrigerator. A beer floated to Jensen as Chris retook the knife and started cutting up the vegetables.
So, how's Prince Charming?
Jensen made a face at him and popped the top off his beer.
Jared's fine.
He hesitated a second, then said,
I talked to Daniil.
That's never a good sign.
He turned towards Jensen, crossing his arms over his chest as pasta poured out of the box and into the boiling water.
What about?
Mostly about Jared. Through her Daniil ways, she found out he was gay, and her source, so to speak, said that he had a thing for me. Chris nodded slowly.
I don't see what the problem is then, son.
He sighed and chugged down half of his beer, staring forlornly at the half-empty coffee cup he didn't have the heart to throw away.
I'm cursed and living with my fairy godmother until he can find some way to break it. That's not exactly the great start to a normal, healthy relationship.
I hate that term, by the way. I'm not anyone's godmother. He stirred the sauce on the stove and mixed in a little bit of his secret spices.
Look, go out with him and then see if he's worth telling about it. If he freaks out, then I'll do what I gotta do, okay?
Jensen had always hated the way Chris said that so casually.
I don't want you to have to do anything to Jared, and what if he says something that he doesn't mean?
So you call me like you always do, and I'll tell you not to obey.
I don't want to have to speed dial you over dinner just because he made a joke.
Chris sighed and handed Jensen his salad.
You know, this is why you don't have any friends.
Because I'm cursed to do whatever people tell me to do just because I was a colicky baby?
Because you never stop worrying.
He pulled 2 more beers from the fridge, handing one to Jensen and keeping one to himself.
You've had really good luck with people you've told, because, and beside from Daniil, you have good taste in people. I don't see why Jared would be any different.
Oh, come on, you love Daniil.
Jensen fixed him with a stare.
That's not what we're even talking about, and you know it.
When Jensen broke his gaze, Chris just shook his head.
Look, man, you clearly like this guy. I've never seen you go out of your way for anyone like this. And if Daniil and I are both agreeing on something, that's got to be something special there.
Jensen stabbed some lettuce with his fork and shoved it in his mouth, more as an excuse not to say anything than out of real hunger. Chris was still waiting when he swallowed, and he shrugged in defeat.
Look, I don't know how to do this, Chris. It's pretty much your job to watch over me. Daniil was a college accident, and Steve has been my friend since kindergarten, so that just happened. I don't know how to make a relationship like this work.
Time and trust, son. Time and trust.
He put his back to Jensen to strain the pasta, then turned around with a renewed sense of purpose on his face.
Why don't you invite him over? That way I can meet him and check him out, and if he says anything weird, I'll be around to play defense.
Raising an eyebrow, Jensen said, He's going to think I'm just asking him over for sex.
Not anything wrong with that. Frankly, as wound up as you are, you could use some. Do you even have condoms that aren't expired?
Shut up.
He wasn't actually sure, damn it. Dishing out some spaghetti and pouring a generous amount of sauce over it, he gave Jensen a look.
Next time you see him, ask him to come over and hang out with you.
Jensen's stomach twisted.
That was an order, wasn't it?
Damn right it was.
He set the plate in front of Jensen.
Now eat.
He immediately picked up his fork and started shoveling spaghetti into his mouth, chewing and swallowing to satisfy the curse. Twirling the pasta around his fork, he looked at the coffee cup still sitting on his counter.
Yeah, okay, I'll ask him tomorrow.
There was a significant line by the time Jensen got there the next day, so he quickly sat down at his usual table and watched Jared, waiting for him to get a break from the crowd. For a few minutes, he just watched Jared work, taking orders while Sophia made the coffee and vice versa. He shouldn't think that knowing how to work a blender was so sexy. Finally, when the people dispersed, Jared glanced across the room straight to his table, smiling and waving him over when he saw him. "Hey, sorry about the wait. Huge rush all of a sudden, and everyone wanted something special. Thanks for being easy." If only Jared knew how easy he would be for him. "No problem." He waited a minute as Jared went to make his drink, shifting from foot to foot. He was already starting to get a little dizzy from avoiding his order from Chris. The curse was working its destructive magic.
"You don't work on Sunday, right?"
"Nope, it's my day off." He could barely hear Jared over the buzz of the machines, and Jensen squinted against the sudden blurriness of his vision, resisting the curse as long as he could.
"Do you want to come over?"
As soon as the words left his mouth, his head cleared and the dizziness stopped, as if it had never happened. He focused on Jared, who was staring at him in surprise.
"I mean, the Cowboys are playing on Sunday, and I just bought a huge TV with all the sports packages, and they're basically going to kill the Dolphins anyway, so I wanted to know if you wanted to come watch with me."
This was the first time he had ever seen Jared speechless.
Wow, it won't be like a huge party or anything. Just me and you and Chris. He makes really awesome wings, by the way. Best you've ever had, I promise. Just something casual. With football."
There were times when Jensen actually wanted the curse to kill him, and this counted as one of them. But Jared just smiled and pushed his bangs back from his face.
"That sounds fun. My roommate isn't a big football fan, so I haven't just sat down and watched a game for a while. What time should I be there?"
No words came to Jensen for a few minutes.
"The game starts at 3, so maybe a little before that." Are you sure you want to come?"
"Definitely, man," Jared said, handing over his coffee.
"It'll be cool to hang out with you when you're not just using me for your caffeine fix."
He was actually using caffeine for his Jared fix, but Jared didn't need to know that.
"Awesome.
He grabbed a napkin and pulled a pen out of his bag, jotting down his address and phone number.
"Here, in case you need directions or something."
Jared slipped it into the back pocket of his pants.
"Awesome. I'll see you then."
"Yeah, okay, great." He handed Jared a few dollars for the coffee, smiled at him quickly, then headed to the door. He wasn't even going to put up the front of trying to work. Right now, he was just trying to remember how to breathe. He stopped in front of the mirror again, running a hand through his hair and smoothing out his shirt. Jensen heard Chris's scoffing before he saw him in the reflection.
"Jen, you are not actually worried about what you're wearing, are you?"
Jensen glared at him over his shoulder.
"Shut up, I am not."
"Good, because I could have sworn that curse didn't turn you into a girl." Half-heartedly giving him the finger, Jensen untucked his Cowboys jersey from his jeans and went to go grab a beer from the refrigerator. He leaned against the island in the kitchen, drinking the Corona down quickly. Chris sighed as he came in to stare at him.
"I don't know what you're so worried about. This isn't even a real date."
"No, this is worse. This is the evaluation process. You say whether or not I can actually date him. And for all I know, he might be showing up expecting us to have sex."
"I'm hoping for that option, actually," Chris said with a shrug. "I put condoms and lube on your dresser, by the way."
Choking on his beer, Jensen gasped for breath, trying to glare at his friend with tears welling in his eyes.
"You didn't!"
"The fuck I didn't. I have faith in you, so I got magnums." Shaking his head in disbelief, Jensen wet a paper towel and wiped his face with it.
"New rule. You're not actually allowed to talk to Jared."
Chris smirked.
"Jared and I are going to be best friends, and then what will you do?"
"Throw myself off the balcony. I got a 12-story apartment for a reason."
There was a loud knock on the door, and Jensen swallowed hard. Turning to Chris, he pointed at him seriously.
"Be good."
When Chris raised up his hands in surrender, Jensen took a deep breath and went to open the door.
"Hey," Jared said with a grin, holding up a case of beer. "I wasn't sure what kind you liked, so..."
"You didn't have to do that, man," Jensen said, taking it from him and opening the door to let him in.
"Then how about this?"
Jared held up a cup of coffee with the shop's usual insignia on it. Jensen frowned and took a minute to take in Jared's usual work uniform and the small coffee stain on his shoulder.
I thought you didn't have to work today."
Grinning, Jared shrugged helplessly.
"Someone called in sick, which usually just means they had a really late Saturday night and don't feel like coming in on time."
"Oh, man, I'm sorry. You didn't have to come, then."
Jensen winced in sympathy, feeling like a douche.
"I'm sure you've got other stuff to do."
Jared shook his head. "Don't even worry about it. I've got a paper to write tonight. I'd much rather procrastinate a few hours with you, and at least have some fun before working all night.
Are you sure?
He nudged Jensen, who realized that it was the first time that Jared had really touched him.
I was promised wings, man.
And they'll be ready soon, Chris said, coming out of the kitchen and extending a hand towards Jared. Hey, I'm Chris.
Jared, he said, shaking his hand and looking at Jensen quizzically.
And he's your...
It took Jensen a few seconds to catch on, but then he quickly sputtered out his answer.
Roommate. Old family friend, and now he's a roommate. And cook. He cooks a lot.
Chris snorted.
I'm practically your maid.
He winked at Jared.
Not boyfriend, though, if that's what you were thinking. Unlike Jenny here, I actually like girls.
Jensen could feel his face redden with embarrassment.
Okay, well, I'm gonna put this beer in the fridge. Can I get you one? We've got Corona or soda or water or whatever.
Sticking his hands in his pockets and shrugging, Jared said,
Corona's fine. Great. So, TV is through here. It's the big one on the wall. And I'll be right there.
He forced a smile at Jared before grabbing Chris's arm and dragging him into the kitchen.
Aw, Jenny, did I embarrass you?
He glared at him, grabbing another beer from the fridge and opening it.
You're an asshole sometimes, you know that?
Aw, come on, I was helping the guy out. You know he likes dick, and now he knows you do. It's only fair.
You're the dick. Jensen refused to look at him, trying to find room to force Jared's large pack of beer in the fridge.
Chris sighed and grabbed the 12-pack from him.
Give it.
It only took him a second to magic the beer in there, and he closed the door to look at Jensen.
Look, it's gonna be a few minutes for the wings. If I make you the nachos you like, will you stop being a prissy bitch?
Jensen hesitated because nachos sounded really good. When Jensen didn't reply right away, Chris rolled his eyes.
Don't even play, son. You love those nachos.
Fine, Jensen said, taking a sip of the coffee Jared had brought for him.
But those better be the best damn nachos you've ever made. They'd better be filled with delicious fairy magic.
He started to head into the living room when he stopped and turned on his heel.
Not that I actually want you to curse him or charm him or whatever.
I'll leave the charming to you, Jen.
Rolling his eyes, he decided to ignore that and went to see Jared sitting on his couch in the living room.
Here you go, he said, handing him the beer. Sorry, having trouble making everything fit in the fridge.
No, that's cool. Thanks. Jensen watched him tilt his head back, his throat working as he took a few gulps, and he desperately looked elsewhere.
And, I'm sorry about Chris. He can be... Chris.
It's no problem, really. I've known my best friend Chad since junior high, and there are times when I think that maybe there are some friendships you need to just let go.
Laughing, Jensen settled on the other end of the couch.
I know what you mean.
Gesturing at the television with his beer bottle, Jared said, But seriously, you've got an amazing setup here. I didn't know they made TVs this big.
Oh, thanks.
He decided not to tell him that Chris was his interior designer. Chris had great hearing and made his food. I drive past this building all the time on my way to school, and I've heard it's kind of amazing. He smiled at Jensen, taking a sip of his beer.
But I guess that's a perk that comes with working all the time, huh?
Jensen chuckled, leaning back into the soft leather of his couch.
Yeah, that helps. So, I know you're going to school, but what for?
I'm going for my master's in English, and then I'm going to be a teacher.
He seemed slightly embarrassed as he said,
My mom taught English and always made sure I read a lot and really appreciated it, so now I guess I'm following in her footsteps.
His affection for Jared grew, settling warm and permanent in his chest.
That's really great, Jared.
He shrugged.
It's not such a big deal. I like kids, and I kind of know what to expect. I figured that serving coffee would be at least somewhat similar. It's all the same complaining.
He looked at Jensen in surprise, then laughed lightly.
You know, you come in the coffee shop every day, and I have no idea what you do.
Because what I do is nothing special.
He sipped his coffee, savoring the sweet and bitter.
I work in publishing. Translating and publishing. I translate books from other countries, things like that.
That sounds cool to me. I took Latin in high school, and even then I barely passed.
Jensen flushed.
It's not a huge deal. I've just always been pretty good with languages, so it's just me.
Yeah, he's extra helpful when we want to order Chinese,
Chris said, laying a large platter of nachos on the table.
Wings might be a little longer, so I whipped these up.
Jared's eyes widened in shock.
Wow, those look amazing.
He picked up a large chip, the toppings piled high as the gooey cheese stretched out. He made a little noise of contentment after crunching in.
Oh man,
Seriously, these are fantastic. Smiling lightly, Jensen nodded to Chris.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, well, you two enjoy. I'll be working on the wings. He gestured towards the television. Looks like the game's starting.
Jensen searched for the remote as Jared continued to eat the nachos. Laughing to himself, Jared grabbed a napkin and wiped his face.
Seriously, these are great. I can see why you keep him around.
Smirking, Jensen nodded.
He can be pretty useful at times. I'll give him that.
They munched on the nachos and listened to the announcers talk about Tony Romo's pregame stats for a while. Then Jared glanced over at him, almost shyly.
Hey, Jensen?
Yeah?
He glanced at the nachos and Jared's beer, wondering if he needed something else.
I'm glad you invited me over today. We should do this more often.
Jensen's heart started beating double time, though he couldn't tell if it was because the curse thought that was in order, or because he was falling harder for Jared than he should.
Yeah, definitely.
As far as Jensen was concerned, he just needed coffee in the morning. He certainly wasn't stopping by because Chris had told him how proud he was for going a day without seeing Jared, or because he actually missed seeing Jared after staying home on Monday. He just needed his coffee. Jared's grin was blinding as he reached the counter, and Jensen had to admit that at least it was a bonus to the drink.
Hey, how are you?
Tired, in need of caffeine.
The two cups Chris had already made him hadn't quite taken effect yet, which didn't mean he had a problem or anything. He just really needed coffee.
Coming right up, then.
Jared didn't stop smiling, and Jensen found it hard not to smile back.
So you're in early?
He sighed, rubbing his eyes and wondering if he put his contact in backwards.
Yeah, well, I actually have to go into the office today. We're having a meeting, and my boss is starting to think that I'm a hologram over the webcam.
Jared laughed, dimples deepening into his cheeks.
Maybe I should make you a second one to take with you.
That might actually be a good idea.
He set the first coffee in front of Jensen, punched a few things into the register, then started making the second.
So, do you have to work late?
No, not too late. I mean, I'm probably going to have to talk to a few supervisors, update them on the things I'm doing, but I know they're not going to be there after 3.
Jared nodded and then said hurriedly, "Do you want to get dinner tonight? I mean, my afternoon class was canceled, so I'm going to be here for most of the day, but I was really looking forward to going to Johnson's Steakhouse tonight. Do you know it?"
Yeah, I know it. They've got great steak.
Jared just stood there, waiting for him, until Jensen realized that there had been more than one question.
Yeah, I'd love to go tonight. Give Chris a night off from cooking.
The relief on Jared's face was obvious.
Great. I'm not sure exactly when I'm going to get out of here, but I'll meet you there around 6:30.
Jensen took a long gulp of his coffee, loving how it always tasted better when Jared made it, something he would never tell Chris for a long list of reasons.
No, that sounds great.
Shaking his head, Jared quickly made Jensen's change.
I feel weird charging you for coffee after asking you out.
The way that Jared stared at him, he could tell that he looked shocked. Jared's face fell.
Oh, man, I thought... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to freak you out like that. If Chris was just joking about you being gay and Sophia got her information wrong, or if you just don't want to go out with me, it's cool, seriously.
No, Jensen said quickly, brain finally catching up to his situation. No, I'm definitely gay. Very, very gay. And I would love to go on a date with you tonight. Really.
Good, Jared said, handing over his change. Jensen dropped the majority of it into the tip cup.
Wait, you had Sophia get information?
Jared ducked his head, but Jensen could still see the blush on his face.
Well, she was going out with your friend anyway, and she knew you were friends, and she knew I liked you, so...
Yeah, well, I think Daniil did the same thing.
Jensen grinned, glad that Jared was more than worth Daniil insisting she was right about everything for the rest of eternity. Sighing, he glanced at his watch, then looked back at Jared.
Unfortunately, I really have to leave now.
Nodding, Jared said,
Okay, have a good day.
Jensen wasn't sure the day could be better.
Yeah, we'll see. But, I'll see you later. 6:30, right?
6:30.
Jensen smiled, feeling shy as he grabbed his coffees and left, feeling Jared's eyes trailing him out the door. He felt lightheaded and giddy in a way he hadn't in a long time. By the time he had finished his first coffee, he found a word for the main feeling that Jared inspired in him. It felt like hope. His cell phone had rung 4 times before he found it in the bottom of his laptop bag.
Hello?
Oh, look, he's alive!
Jensen smirked.
Hi, Daniil.
Hello, Lost Boy. Where the hell have you been?
He shrugged, settling on his couch and flipping through all the shows he hadn't had a chance to watch yet, waiting on his DVR.
I've just been busy.
She snorted.
I've gotten laid every night this week, and I'm still not that busy.
I hope you mean Sophia.
Of course I mean Sophia. I actually think she might be perfect, Jen.
Daniil sighed longingly, a sound Jensen had never heard from her before.
This is one of the few times that I'm sad that you don't like girls, because I have some major bragging rights with her.
He laughed. I'm glad you're happy, Danny. The smile was evident in her voice.
I'm thrilled. My life is fantastic. But it's nothing without my best friend to brag to. I haven't seen you in forever.
It hasn't been that long. It's only been, like, 2 weeks, a little more.
That's forever in Jensen time.
He shook his head in amusement as her voice took on a fantastical air.
There are some friends I don't see for months, but not Jensen. I remember once upon a time when you would follow me around every day.
He glared at the phone. That's not even true.
You are such a liar. You don't remember sophomore year? You and Steve were like lost puppies.
Jensen paused, clicking his tongue against the roof of his mouth.
Steve was shy, and I have some pretty significant reasons why I'm not the most social person. You were the only other person who knew about my curse. It's hard enough not to be able to talk to most people because of the curse, and then I had just come out of the closet. And then all the girls thought I was just trying to hit on them, and...
She giggled. Only you would think that your prettiness would be a curse.
You're not funny.
I'm hilarious. But I miss you. We should go out tonight, get a drink, go to that sushi place that I only go to with you, because you're the only person who can make me eat sushi.
Wandering into the kitchen for a drink, Jensen said, Sushi actually sounds really good, but I can't tonight. She made a loud noise of indignation.
Are you avoiding me?
No, I'm not avoiding you. You can't just call and expect me to be free on the same night.
Since when? What else do you have to do tonight? You'd better not be blowing me off for work.
Jensen sat at the island, unscrewing the cap of his water bottle and taking a long drink.
I'm going out to dinner with Jared tonight.
Again?
He jumped, startled at hearing Daniil in his ear and Chris behind him. Sighing, he said,
Hold on, I'm going to put you on speakerphone so you and Chris can yell at me at the same time.
Christus shook his head.
Seriously, son? Again?
Yeah, what is this, the fourth time in 2 weeks?
Sixth, Chris said. Either they go out or Jared comes here or Jensen just sits in the coffee shop staring moodily as he works.
Scoffing, Daniil said, That's just ridiculous.
Should I just let you two talk? Jensen said, scowling at Chris. Plus, you said you see Sophia like every day.
Her apartment is being tented, so she's staying in my place. We have an excuse. And even then, it's mostly sex.
Chris smirked, pulling one of the chocolate chip cookies he made out of the cookie jar and pointing to the phone.
See, at least she's having sex.
The silence that followed was louder than any of their shouting.
Are you guys not having sex?
Jensen drank down the rest of his water, then threw the empty bottle at Chris.
Sex is a big step, okay?
You're such a prude!
Crossing his arms over his chest, he told himself not to just hang up on her. Chris would still be there.
Cursed, not a prude, cursed. Sex and curses, not a great combination.
So why haven't you told him?
He sighed, rubbing his head where a headache was beginning to form.
It's just...
Chris suddenly appeared behind him, patting his back.
He's scared, and prissy as hell about it. Hell, he texts me all the time when he's with Jared because Jared says something and I have to cancel out the order. Makes my life difficult as hell. It's not an easy thing, okay? I mean, what if he's just fooling around with me and this isn't serious or whatever?
Shrugging, Chris said,
I'll turn him into a squirrel. That's not an option.
I don't know, Daniil said. Would have liked that option for most of my exes.
This time, Jensen got a beer out of the fridge.
You can't turn him into a squirrel. I mean, I'm sure Jared will be fine about it. It's just a big deal.
Before Daniil could say anything, Jensen added,
And then we can have sex, okay?
She laughed, voice playful and thoughtful as she said,
I guess it is your turn to brag.
Chris watched him carefully.
So, what you're saying, son, is that once you tell him, you'll stop being a little bitch about it and maybe actually get laid? Yes, okay, yes.
Then tell him...
Chris and Daniil said at once. Jensen shook with the force of both orders at once, then slid onto a bar stool and forced himself to be still.
He took several deep breaths, holding back the urge to pick up his phone, call Jared, and spill everything.
This is not fair, he said through clenched teeth.
You don't have to tell him now, Daniil said with a sigh. But if you're going to blow me off to go hang out with him tonight, you'd better tell him.
He looked desperately at Chris, eyes pleading. Chris, stop her, please.
Actually, I agree with her. If you want this to be anything with Jared, you need to be honest with him about this.
Tell him tonight. Just do it before 12, Cinderella.
Sighing loudly, Jensen rested his head on the granite of his island.
I hate you both so, so much.
Oh, you love us.
You don't even know what you'd do without us, son. I'd be lonely but happy, Jensen said, nodding purposefully. Not frustrated enough to throw myself off the roof.
Do what we tell you tonight, and I bet Jared will make you a lot less frustrated, Daniil said.
Jensen picked up his phone and yelled into it. I'm hanging up on you now.
She laughed. Call me later with the details.
Rolling his eyes, he said, Goodbye, Daniil.
Talk to you later, hun. He turned off the phone, staring helplessly at Chris.
Do I really have to do this?
I think it'll be good for you, Chris said, looking through the pantry. You really need to be honest with Jared, and I'll fix anything that needs to be fixed with him.
When Jensen just groaned, Chris patted his head.
Hey, how about I make you a cake tonight? That way you have something to drown your sorrows in if Jared turns out to be an asshole.
Jensen snorted, banging his forehead against the counter.
Yeah, great. Double chocolate, even. Chocolate cake, chocolate icing. Maybe get you some Ben and Jerry's that you and Daniil can cry into and talk about how men are horrible.
He lifted his head up long enough to frown in confusion and worry.
Why do you keep talking like he's going to freak out?
Chris chuckled and shook his head at Jensen.
Mostly because I don't think he will. In fact, I think he'll be mostly okay with it, but you work best when you worry yourself half to death, and then end up pleasantly surprised. Or with cake, but I'm placing my bet on pleasantly surprised.
Getting off his bar stool, Jensen drank his beer and walked away.
I'm going to go take a shower, or drown myself. Squirrel is always an option.
Jensen shut his bedroom door behind himself without deigning to answer that.
At least Jared would be a big squirrel.
Was something wrong with your pork chops? Forcing a smile, Jensen squinted in the dim lighting.
No, they were really good. I'm glad you suggested them.
Jared nodded slowly.
I'm glad. You just haven't been eating much tonight.
It's nothing, he said. Headache. His smile was soft but playful.
Caffeine withdrawal?
Jensen laughed more to appease Jared than anything else.
Something like that, yeah.
He didn't think that ending dinner with,
Hey, I'm cursed, and right now I'm cursed to tell you I'm cursed, would be the best way to go about it.
Do you want me to order you some coffee? Jared said, looking around for their waiter.
The coffee here is pretty bad.
He took a second to think, then decided to stop that. His head hurt too much. Maybe that's what the curse was about, making you so pissed that you didn't think and just did.
Do you want to come back to my place? Chris can make me some coffee and I'll take some aspirin and I won't ruin our night. I heard he was even making cake.
Jared's concern made him look more like a puppy than usual. It was adorable. He would make such a cute squirrel.
Are you sure you're feeling up to it?
Yeah, I'll be fine. I don't want to ruin your night. He brushed his hand against Jared's, who grabbed on and held it loosely.
Who else is going to help you completely ignore all the homework you have to do?
That sounds good, but only if you're sure. Instead of answering, Jensen waved down their waiter.
Can we have the check, please?
Jared grinned.
Some to-go containers, too. You'll want those pork chops when you're feeling better.
He insisted on driving Jensen's car back to his apartment, and Jensen stopped pretending he wasn't feeling like crap when he figured out that Jared's attempts to make him feel better were neck rubs and light kisses. Chris eyed them warily as they came in.
Hey, Jen. Jared. How was dinner?
Jensen's got a headache, so we cut it a little short, Jared said, rubbing his back.
I see, Chris said, a look of disappointment on his face.
Sighing, Jensen said, I was hoping I could get some cake and coffee and we'd hang out here and make it go away if we have to. Chris nodded slowly, glancing warily at Jared.
I think that sounds like a good idea. I'll put the pot on.
Jared made himself at home on Jensen's couch, pulling him against his chest and rubbing his temples lightly. I'm sorry you're not feeling good, he whispered lowly in his ear, pressing a gentle kiss behind it.
It's my own fault, Jensen said. You don't really have to take care of me like this.
Of course I do. That's what boyfriends are for. The massage and gentle words calmed him rather than shocked him, and he melted into Jared. Boyfriends? Are we not there yet? There was some panic in Jared's voice. Did I say something else I wasn't supposed to say?
No, I like boyfriends. Boyfriends are good.
Jensen turned his face towards Jared, sliding their mouths together and kissing him deeply. Jared sucked on his bottom lip, kissing back more slowly, letting the passion build as if they had all the time in the world. Chris cleared his throat as discreetly as it was possible for Chris, setting large plates full of cake on the table along with their coffees.
Sorry to interrupt. You can, just go back to whatever you were doing.
He raised an eyebrow at Jensen, who sighed and nodded. After Chris excused himself, Jared picked up one of the plates, taking a bite.
Oh, man, this is awesome. I kind of want to invite myself to live here so I can eat Chris's cooking every day, but I know we're not there yet.
He broke off another piece of cake, offering it to Jensen. He ate it off the fork, then pulled gently out of Jared's grasp, sitting up and facing him.
Can I talk to you about something?
Uh-oh, Jared said, taking another bite and putting the cake on the table.
This can't be good. That's your serious voice.
The coffee wasn't the only thing making Jensen's insides warm. He didn't think he had particular voices, but he liked that Jared thought he knew them.
It's not bad, not for us.
I like us, so I'm glad it's not bad. He reached for Jensen's hand, squeezing it with his own large one. What's up?
I'm not really sure.
He chewed on his bottom lip, searching for the words.
What do you think of fairy tales? With, like, fairies and magic and curses?
Jared frowned.
Like mythology? I mean, I like it. I am going for my master's in English. Hell, my thesis is on Joseph Campbell's hero's journey.
He rubbed the back of his neck and sighed.
That's not what I meant. I mean, this is going to sound crazy, by the way. I just want you to know that ahead of time and know that I'm not crazy.
Of course you're not crazy. Jen, what's going on?
I'm cursed, he said, laughing at the ridiculousness of the word, even though he had been living with it his entire life.
His headache was gone, but it didn't make him feel better.
And not like I'm having a bad day cursed, but actually cursed. Some douchebag fairy. My family has been friends with fairies since there were a ton of them, and one of the few left visited me when I was a baby and decided I cried too much, so he cursed me.
Jared didn't say anything for a moment.
Like in Sleeping Beauty? The Disney one.
It certainly wasn't the reaction that Jensen was expecting.
Yeah, kind of like that. And Chris is like one of the good fairies who cook and clean and make really good cake. Except he actually wants me to get laid. And I guess that would make you Prince Philip, whose name I only know because it was Mac's favorite as a child. She wanted to be Aurora.
So what's your curse? You don't have to worry about spinning wheels, do you? There was no disdain or sarcasm in his voice, which was throwing Jensen off.
No, I'm... Obedience? Basically, if someone tells me to do something, I have to do it.
Anything?
It's a little odd. I mean, if I'm watching TV, it generally doesn't do anything except for things like commercials where someone is directly addressing the viewer. I pretty much can't watch television past midnight because it's all infomercials, and I already have like 4 slap chops in the kitchen now.
He took a deep breath, watching Jared's face, but it didn't move in any significant way.
Sometimes when people are just saying random things, it affects me, but mostly it's just when people are talking straight to me, even if they're just joking and stuff, so I have to be careful and get Chris to tell me no, because it can be negated by someone else if it has to be, and you're not saying anything.
Jared squeezed his hand again. I'm not really sure what to say. That must be really tough for you. Jensen looked at him carefully.
Yeah, it is. Would you excuse me? Just a second.
He got up and stalked into the kitchen, where Chris was watching the small LCD television that was perpetually set to the Food Network.
What did you do to him?
What are you talking about? What's he doing?
Nothing, Jensen said, throwing his arms in the air. He's just sitting there and listening and not freaking out.
Chris raised an eyebrow.
But that's good, right?
Holding on to the edge of the counter, Jensen leaned down to look Chris in the eye.
No, it's not. It's creepy and wrong, and what did you do?
Shrugging innocently, Chris said,
I didn't do anything to him directly. What does that even mean?
Just, you know, some special spices in the cake. When Jensen's jaw dropped in shock, he added,
Don't worry, it doesn't affect you, already being cursed and your family being friends of the fairies.
Jensen sputtered, staring at Chris.
I don't, you roofied my boyfriend?
Oh, calm down, drama queen. I didn't roofie him.
Oh, no, you just used fairy
cake magic on him."
He sighed extravagantly, clearly exasperated.
"It was just a small thing. Look, I just... You were so worried, Jen. You were freaking out. I just put a little extra something in it to keep him from freaking out. Steve has known you since you were kids, and Daniil's a crazy bitch, so I couldn't really go by their reactions."
Rubbing his eyes in frustration, Jensen said,
"That's why I didn't want to tell him in the first place, but I didn't need him to be under some sort of spell. I want him to be Jared."
"He is Jared," Chris said. "It's not a big thing, son. I didn't change his mind, I just kept his reaction in check. If he was going to be angry about it, he still would have been angry. I was just keeping him from flying off the handle."
Jensen crossed his arms over his chest. "Are you sure?"
"Yeah, I've only been doing this for a few thousand years. I'm positive. He's Jared, just a more muted Jared. I made him more open to the idea, and this is how he reacted to it. 'Cause he likes you. A lot, apparently."
Chris nudged him lightly, waggling his eyebrows.
"Plus, it'll wear off soon. I mean, the impression will last, but after a good night's sleep, he'll be back to normal. I didn't put that much in to begin with, and he seems to get damn bigger every time I see him, so it probably didn't make much difference anyway."
He ran a hand through his hair.
Yeah, okay."
Standing up, Chris turned Jensen back towards the kitchen entrance.
"Now go back and talk to him. And relax, man, the hard part is over."
Steeling his shoulders, Jensen swallowed hard and went back into the living room. Jared's plate was empty, and his stomach dropped a little, but Jared seemed alert as he smiled at him.
"Everything okay?"
"Yeah, I just needed a moment, sorry," he said, sitting back down next to him.
"No, it's okay, I get it," he said. "But there are some things I don't get. Like, what does this mean?"
He shrugged, sighing.
"Not much, honestly, I just..."
He glanced at Jared out of the corner of his eye, then looked away.
"I didn't want to get much further with you without knowing how you'd react to this, because, come on, it's pretty damn huge."
Jared moved over, closer to Jensen.
"What do you think I was going to do?"
He laughed darkly.
"There were quite a few scenarios going through my head. I'm just glad you're not a squirrel."
"What?"
"Nothing, just..."
He finally looked into Jared's eyes, then kissed him softly.
"I just needed you to know, so that I don't have to rely on Chris all the time."
Jared seemed a little confused, and Jensen said,
"I like that we're comfortable with each other, but with comfort, people tend to stop thinking about what they're saying a lot. And then you say stupid things, and the curse thinks it's in order, and then I have to get Chris to call me to tell me to stop."
Jared moved his hand up, rubbing the back of Jensen's neck.
"And what happens when you don't do something that the curse says you have to?"
Rolling his shoulders back into the touch, Jensen said,
"Mostly physical stuff. I feel sick, dizzy, headaches, those kinds of things."
His lips formed a tight, straight line.
"Chris said that one day if I resist enough, it could even kill me."
His hazel eyes widened in surprise.
"Yeah, let's try to avoid that, okay?"
Jared laughed nervously.
"Is that why you always listen to music at work? I mean, I thought you were just trying to concentrate, but..."
"No, yeah, it's helpful so someone doesn't say something stupid to me randomly. One of the reasons I work at home, too."
Jared smiled and shook his head.
"That makes more sense. Do I sound like a total prick if I say that it made me happy because it seemed like I was the only person you talked to?"
Finally grinning, Jensen said,
"Jared, you were the only reason I went there in the first place."
When Jared leaned in for a kiss, Jensen kissed him back deeply, feeling renewed and comforted.
"You're really okay with all of this?"
"I'm okay with you, Jensen," he said, shaking his head at himself.
"Honestly, at this point, I can't think of much that would make me not want to date you. I mean, unless you turned out to be a serial killer, but I'm bigger than you and I watch Dexter, so I could probably even learn to be okay with that."
He laughed, kissing him again.
"Just when I thought you couldn't get better."
"I'm glad you think so."
He held Jensen's head between his hands, kissing him long and deep.
"So, Chris is a fairy? That kind of explains a lot."
"You know, Daniil said the same thing."
Jared wrapped an arm around Jensen's shoulders, pulling him against his side.
"I think Daniil and I are going to be good friends, but I'm still kind of confused about the squirrel thing."
"Yeah, it's a long story."
Picking up Jensen's uneaten cake, Jared settled it on his thigh, taking a bite for himself, and then holding the fork out to Jensen.
"We've got time. I'm not going anywhere."
As they headed out of the theater, Jared slipped his hand loosely into Jensen's, tossing away the few leftover kernels of the large popcorn he had managed to devour. Jensen smiled to himself, liking that Jared always felt the need to touch him. It was nice. The night was warm as they headed out to the parking lot. Jensen finally cleared his throat. You know that movie was crap, right?
Jared threw his head back, laughing long and loud.
God, I know. What was that?
I have no idea. It's like they forgot their story halfway through.
Rolling his eyes, he said.
I grew up around actors, and those people chewing all that scenery were not actors.
As they got into Jensen's SUV, Jared glanced at him curiously.
You grew up around actors?
He blushed lightly, wondering if that made him sound like a douche.
My dad's an actor. I mean, no one huge or anything. He mostly does theater in Dallas, and he's done some television work, but that's it.
He was silent as he started the car.
I kind of wanted to be an actor growing up.
But I guess it was a little difficult, with the curse and all.
I tried to do some theater in school, but that was hard enough.
He shrugged, then forced a smile at Jared, trying not to ruin the night.
So, you don't have anything to do tonight, do you?
Jared rolled his shoulders back, getting comfortable in the seat.
Nope, got all my papers done, and I don't have class until tomorrow afternoon.
No work?
I do get a day off occasionally.
He grinned.
And here I thought you ran that place all by yourself.
So, do you
wanna...
Let's go back to your place, Jared said, then froze.
That's not an order, is it? I mean, if you want to.
When the light turned green, Jensen made the left turn towards his place.
No, it's good.
Jensen left the car in the parking garage, and Jared cornered him in the elevator on the way up to his apartment, kissing him breathlessly as the floors dinged past in the background. He continued kissing the back of his neck as Jensen tried to get the door unlocked, making him put the wrong key in the lock 5 times. The chords of Chris's guitar greeted them in the foyer, and he stopped playing long enough to shout, "Hey, Jen!"
Hey.
Chris walked over to him, eyebrows raising when he saw Jared.
"Hey, man."
Jared waved. "Hey, how's it going?"
"No complaints," he said slowly, drawing the word out and looking curiously at Jensen.
He coughed lightly, nudging Jared and nodding down the hallway.
"My room's at the end of the hall."
Nodding quickly, Jared said, "See you, Chris," before heading down to Jensen's room. The blush spread over Jensen's face when Chris smirked at him.
"Well, well. We're just gonna... Everything's in the top drawer of your nightstand. Have fun, but be safe."
"Yeah, great, thanks." He went into his room, closing the door behind him and locking it quickly. Jared was in his space immediately, kissing him, strong arms bracketing his body as he pressed Jensen into the wall. Jensen turned his mouth up to Jared, looking into his mouth. Pushing off his jacket, he let it fall to the ground, freed arms wrapping around Jared's slim waist.
"So hot," Jared growled, biting into his neck.
He pulled away for just a moment, ridding both himself and Jensen of their shirts, then kissing him again. Jensen's hands trembled a little as he undid Jared's belt, working on his jeans. Pressing a hand to Jensen's lower back, Jared guided him to the bed, walking backwards until his knees hit Jensen's bed. He sat down, Jensen standing between his legs. He let Jared suck deep, dark marks into his neck as he got rid of his own jeans, kicking them off. Jensen tugged on the elastic of Jared's boxers with one hand, cupping his impressive bulge with the other. Groaning, Jared rested his forehead against Jensen's chest.
"God, yeah, Jen. I want you to... God, suck me."
His stomach twisted with the order, but Jensen didn't fight it, sinking to his knees and pulling down Jared's boxers until his erection was free, standing up against his stomach. Jensen licked his lips, then licked a stripe up the underside of Jared's dick, teasing his tongue against the bundle of nerves. Jared groaned, running a hand through Jensen's hair.
"Feels so good," he said as Jensen sucked on the head, jacking the bottom as he tried to see how much he could take without choking.
"God, Jensen, you're so... Stop! Stop! Stop!" Jensen pulled off immediately, staring up at Jared in surprise.
"What? What's wrong?"
Grabbing Jensen's arm, he pulled him off the ground, making him sit next to him on the bed.
"I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry."
He raised an eyebrow, working his jaw a little bit, but the burn of the stretch was already fading.
"You're big, but you're not that big, Jared. It was fine."
"I shouldn't have ordered you to do that. I'm sorry. Please don't hate me." Jared stared at him, eyes full of concern and guilt, and Jensen sighed.
"It's okay. Seriously, it wasn't a big deal. It's not like I didn't want to anyway."
He shook his head. "That's not the point. You shouldn't be forced to."
Jensen shrugged. "So you like to talk, and you're kind of bossy."
When Jared blushed, Jensen kissed him softly.
"Jared, I like you and your kinks."
More than he thought, even, if the way his erection was tenting his boxers was any indication.
"You could gag me."
"What?"
"That way I don't talk and ruin anything," he said earnestly.
Jensen hesitated, biting his bottom lip. I mean, I guess it couldn't hurt to try, but I don't actually keep, like, a ball gag around the house. Chris might, but I'm not asking.
Smirking, Jared said, "It can be anything, just enough to keep my big mouth shut."
Sighing, he got up and searched through his dresser drawer, pulling out an old bandana. "Will this work?"
"It's worth a try," Jared said, rolling it up, biting around it, and tying it in the back.
He tried to speak around it, but Jensen couldn't make it out. He gave Jensen a thumbs up, and Jensen smiled a little. When Jared patted the bed next to him, Jensen sat down. Not being able to kiss him was uncomfortable, but he let Jared pull off his boxers, wrapping his large hand around Jensen's dick and stroking lightly. Jensen moaned, leaning back and pulling Jared down with him. He kissed Jared's neck, pressing his lips to where his pulse was fluttering wildly. Jared moved his hands to Jensen's back, large palms smoothing over it as he pressed Jensen against him. Their cocks lined up, rubbing against each other, and Jensen panted against his neck. He wrapped a leg around Jared's waist, urging him closer and rutting against him with need. He bit gently against Jared's skin, nibbling up towards his lips, only to run into the bandana. Jensen closed his eyes tightly and sighed.
"Wait, stop. I can't do this."
Frowning, Jared reached up and pulled the gag out of his mouth.
"What's wrong?"
"It's just weird, okay? Gagged you. I mean, you're not Jared if you aren't talking." He seemed somewhere between confused and happy at that, kissing Jensen lightly.
"I could fuck you from behind if it'll help."
"As nice as that sounds, it's weird, okay? I just can't get into that kind of place with you gagged."
Jared ran a hand through his hair, frustration evident in his face. "Do you want me to leave?"
He shook his head quickly.
"No, of course not. I just think we should relax for a second."
Taking a deep breath, Jared nodded. He leaned against the pillows and pulled Jensen up next to him, leaning against his chest. For several long moments, they just laid there, touching lightly. Jared brushed his lips over Jensen's neck and head, light kisses.
"Do you know who it is?" he said finally, voice soft.
"The curse, I mean."
Shrugging, Jensen said,
"Not really. Chris knew him, I think. He calls him Rosenbaum."
"Fairies can be Jewish?"
"I guess," Jensen laughed, shaking his head.
"I honestly don't know much. Chris has never been able to find him, and he says that even if he could, it probably wouldn't help. Apparently, Rosenbaum is a crazy fucker."
"I'm sorry," Jared murmured, leaning down to kiss Jensen. It was slow and longing, explorative and needy, sucking and biting at each other as Jensen turned into Jared's body, craving more. Jared seemed to know exactly what he needed without words.
"Can I at least blow you?" he said, stroking Jensen slowly, easily getting him worked up again.
"You don't have to," Jensen said, even as his hips bucked up into Jared's hand.
"I want to."
He leaned down, dragging his teeth against Jensen's tight stomach, licking and biting at his hip.
"I want it if you want it."
Turning his head, he looked Jensen straight in the eye, his own gaze needy.
"Let me, please?"
He could tell that Jared was being careful with his words, and he nodded, swallowing hard. Jared leaned down immediately, sucking him down quickly into the hot, wet recesses of his mouth. Closing his eyes, Jensen ran his fingers through Jared's thick hair, holding on and ordering himself to relax and enjoy. It didn't take long for Jensen to realize that catching up on all the episodes of House he missed was severely overrated. "So," Jared said, trailing his lips down Jensen's neck and sucking a deep mark into his skin.
"Where's Chris tonight?"
Jensen groaned, tilted his head to the side to give Jared better access.
"I kicked him out."
Jared laughed, looking at him in surprise.
"Wait, really? He's got other friends. It's not like his life revolves around me."
Shaking his head, Jared nipped lightly at his lips.
"You're very serious about this tonight."
"Yeah, well, it's just nice to spend time with someone without being on alert every second." He wrapped a hand around Jared's neck, guiding him down to kiss him deeply. Jared groaned into his mouth and urged Jensen closer to him, pulling him into his lap. Discreetly unbuttoning Jared's jeans, Jensen whispered in his ear,
"I told Chris my phone was off tonight, so not to call me or expect me to need to be rescued."
Raising an eyebrow, Jared looked at him closely.
"That, you must really trust me."
Jensen smiled hesitantly.
"Of course I do. I mean, I wouldn't have told you all of this in the first place if I didn't."
Leaning towards him, Jared smirked in a way that made Jensen shiver.
"That's a total turn-on," he said, voice low and rough.
"That's okay, right?"
"Fuck yes," Jensen said, kissing him again.
Jared moaned as Jensen's hands twisted in his hair and Jared held onto his hips. "Come here," he said, grabbing onto his hips. Jensen just allowed himself to be drawn in before Jared stopped, dropping his hands.
Sorry, I mean if you want to. Sighing to himself, Jensen tried to smile at Jared.
It's okay.
No, it's not. I need to be more careful with what I say. I don't want to force you.
You're not forcing me to do anything.
Taking Jared's hand, he pressed it to the bulge straining against his pants.
Trust me, I want it.
Jared grinned sheepishly, laughing lightly. Yeah, I know, but sometimes I don't think, and...
Jensen shook his head. You're doing fine. You don't have to watch yourself around me all the time. It's not like this is new to me. I can handle myself.
He leaned forward, resting his forehead against Jensen's. I don't want to make your life harder than it has to be. Smiling, Jensen kissed him gently.
You're not. Seriously, Jared, of all the things you're making harder, my life isn't one of them.
Head flung back, Jared laughed long and hard, before cupping Jensen's face in his large hands and kissing him again. Jensen grabbed at Jared's shirt, unbuttoning it slowly as Jared sucked on his tongue. Jared's hand stroked up Jensen's back as he pressed light kisses along his jaw.
So, Jensen said softly, swallowing hard, I kind of had an idea for tonight.
He pulled away slowly, but his eyes lit up with intrigue.
Okay, I'm listening. I mean, I want you to relax tonight. Stop thinking so much about everything.
Jensen sighed. Frowning, Jared hesitated a second.
You're not a burden or anything, Jen. Being wary of your curse isn't a hardship. It is when you're thinking more about what you're saying than what you're doing.
Before Jared could say anything, Jensen continued.
I like what you do and I like what you say, so just don't think about it tonight, okay?
We could try gagging me again.
Shaking his head, Jensen kissed him deeply, letting Jared bite and suck at his bottom lip. No way, Jensen said, panting lightly. Just say what you want and I'll do it.
Jensen,
are you going to tell me to jump off the roof or anything dangerous?
He rolled his eyes. Of course not.
Then it's fine.
Jared took a deep breath, seemingly going over the argument in his head. Running a hand through his hair, he said, If Chris finds out, he's not going to turn me into a squirrel or something, is he? Laughing, Jensen nudged him playfully.
Chris will not find out, and I'll at least make sure he turns you into a dog.
Oh, great, thanks. He grinned, then kissed Jensen slowly, taking his time with his mouth.
So I can say anything?
I want you to, Jensen said. He nodded slowly.
So if I told you to strip for me?
Smiling, Jensen shrugged.
Just say the word.
Jared leaned back against the couch, folding his arms behind his head and leaning on them.
Let's see it. Strip for me.
There were butterflies in Jensen's stomach, mixing with the curse's urge for him to do what he was told.
Should I put on some music?
Close off, Ackles. Standing up, Jensen moved around the coffee table. The dark heat in Jared's eyes made goosebumps rise on his skin as he pulled his sweater off first. He kicked off his shoes and socks while Jared smirked in a mixture of amusement and arousal. His eyes followed Jensen's hands as they came to the button of his jeans, flicking it open and zipping it down. He pushed the tight jeans off his hips, letting it pool on the floor and stepping out towards Jared. Jared was smiling lightly, eyes darting from Jensen's face to his erection to his bare chest once his shirt was removed. When Jensen reached for his boxers, Jared said, Stop, over here. Energy was buzzing through his veins as he came to Jared, who leaned forward, kissing Jensen's abs. He licked his way down to Jensen's waistband, biting lightly into his hip as he pulled Jensen's boxers down over his dick. Jensen shivered with need as Jared's hot breath ghosted over his skin. After cupping Jensen's ass with his large hand, Jared pulled off his own shirt. He thought for a moment, then leaned back against the couch and spread his legs, bracketing them on either side of Jensen.
Maybe you want to help me out with this?
Grinning, Jensen got down on his knees, glad that Chris had insisted on a rug over the hardwood floors. He got back to his job of removing Jared's jeans, urging his hips up so he could pull both them and his underwear off in one go. Jared's dick was hard and flushed and Jensen's mouth watered. When he looked up, Jared was staring down at him. Touch me, Jensen. Without even the urging of the curse, Jensen wrapped his hand around Jared's erection, stroking slowly up and down. Jared tilted his head back, groaning low in his throat as Jensen tightened his grip. When Jensen licked his lips, Jared said, You want to suck me, Jen? Is that what you want? He swallowed, growing harder as he imagined the sore feeling of his jaw after he tried to take all of Jared.
God, yes.
Then blow me. Bowing his head down, Jensen sucked the head into his mouth, running his tongue all over it. Jared was more than proportional and the largest he'd ever tried, but he eagerly bobbed his head up and down, working him deep into his mouth. Jared's moan of pleasure made him want to smile, but he just sucked harder for him.
Jared rested his hand against the back of his neck, stroking the soft skin there and making Jensen shiver.
God, that feels so good. Knew you'd be so good at this, wanted it so much. Those fucking lips on your fucking mouth.
It was nothing Jensen hadn't heard before, but between the fucked-out way Jared said the words and the affectionate way that he was stroking his head, it turned him on that much more. He was starting to wonder if there was anything about Jared that didn't do it for him.
Deeper, Jared said, fucking up slightly into Jensen's mouth. Can you go deeper?
Sucking harder, Jensen knelt up a little bit, trying to get more leverage so he could swallow Jared down fully. With one hand, he balanced himself on Jared's thigh, and he cupped his balls with the other, rolling them lightly in his hand. Jared grabbed onto the couch, holding on tightly.
Fuck, Jensen, fuck! Don't stop, God!
Even with his jaw starting to get sore, Jensen licked and sucked at him with renewed vigor. He looked up, and Jared was watching him under half-lidded eyes. The look was pure heat and want, and Jensen moaned around him, reaching down and squeezing at the base of his own cock to keep from going off too quickly. Panting heavily, Jared stroked a hand through Jensen's hair, biting his bottom lip.
I'm gonna come. You're gonna suck it all down, right? Gonna take it all.
Jensen didn't bother to nod or agree, just sucked harder until Jared screamed, shooting down his throat. He just let it come, only choking a little. When Jared leaned back against the couch, Jensen licked him clean. Jared held his arm loosely, pulling him up off his knees. Come here, he said as Jensen straddled his lap. He kissed him softly. You okay?
I'm good, Jensen said, arching his hips and pressing his erection against the hard plane of Jared's stomach.
Grinning, Jared kissed him, holding his face tenderly as his mouth ravaged Jensen's. Jensen groaned into his mouth, rocking against him as they made out, desperate to get off. When the kiss was broken for air, Jared sucked a mark behind Jensen's ear and whispered, "Don't come." Jensen groaned in need.
"Jared."
"Let's go," Jared said, standing up with Jensen and heading to his bedroom. He stood behind Jensen, pressing up against him.
"Do you have lube?"
Jensen nodded and Jared said, "Get it for me." He went to the drawer where Chris said everything was, pulling out lube and a condom. Jared grinned, tossing the condom up near the pillows as he tested a little bit of lube, rubbing it between his fingers.
On the bed.
Jensen climbed up on the bed, stretching out and trying to calm himself down so as not to blow. Jared perched at the end of the bed, lightly stroking one of Jensen's trembling thighs.
Ever been fucked, Jen?
Yeah, he said, voice fucked up and throat sore. Been a while, though.
I'm gonna fuck you.
He shuddered.
God, yes, please.
His hand moved between Jensen's legs, fingertip with cold lube pushing lightly at his hole.
I don't want to hurt you. Need you open and ready.
Jensen licked his bottom lip, swollen and well tender from sucking down Jared. He already felt more than ready, but Jared smiled.
Open yourself up for me.
Jensen reached for the lube that Jared held out to him without a word. He quickly coated his fingers with the slick, then laid back on the bed, inserting one finger into himself slowly. Jared just watched, lazily stroking himself back to hardness. Breathing deeply, he pushed the finger in and out without trying to stimulate himself too much, already close to losing it.
Second one, Jared said, and Jensen immediately obeyed, scissoring himself open.
Jensen could see that Jared was already hard and leaking and wasn't surprised when he ordered him to stop. Jared pulled Jensen closer to the edge of the bed.
On your knees.
Rolling over, he was helped to his knees by Jared. Just hearing the lube bottle snap open made him shiver, and he tensed in anticipation. One hand rested on Jensen's back as two of his long fingers pressed into him. He arched into the touch, eager to have him deeper.
So good, Jen, he murmured, getting on the bed and leaning over him, pressing open-mouthed kisses down the curve of his spine.
Still so tight, God. His head hung down as he panted and tried not to come, still eager for everything Jared would give him. He sighed out with need, causing Jared to say, "Talk to me, Jen."
I'm so close, Jared, he groaned out, hands twisting in his sheets.
Jared worked a third finger into him, stretching him until all he could do was pant and moan.
I told you not to come. Am I going to have to get you a cock ring, keep you from hurting yourself?
Jensen shook with need at the idea, biting his lip. Moving up closer to Jensen, Jared used his free hand to turn Jensen's head towards him, kissing him as deeply as he could from the odd angle.
What do you want? Tell me, please.
Sucking in a deep breath, Jensen said,
I want you in me. God, I want you to fuck me, Jared. I want to feel it until tomorrow when you come back and fuck me again.
Growling heatedly, Jared pulled out his fingers and flipped Jensen over, knocking the wind out of him before he leaned down, kissing him passionately. He pressed his body against Jensen's, rocking together as he fumbled to open the condom. Jensen watched breathlessly as Jared slid it on. The next time Jared kissed him, it was slower, but no less smoldering. "I'm gonna fuck you until you can't remember your name. If you want me to stop, say it now." Jensen spread his legs around Jared, holding him in. "Fuck me." Jared pressed in slowly, letting Jensen adjust as he pushed in inch after inch. Groaning, Jensen reached behind him, holding tightly to his pillow. Once Jared had sunk all the way in, he kissed Jensen's neck, panting lightly. "So fucking tight. So tight, so good. God." There were no words for Jensen. He just moved his hips up, wrapping his legs around Jared's waist to hold him in. Jared began thrusting, pulling back just a little before pushing back in again, the power behind it rocking Jensen up on the bed. He leaned forward, licking the muscles standing out on Jared's arms as he held himself up over Jensen. The noise that Jared made in the back of his throat was feral as he kissed and bit at Jensen's lips. Jensen sucked Jared's tongue into his mouth, rocking down as his dick split him so good. His hands roamed down the endless expanse of Jared's back, loving the feeling of him moving so powerfully above him and inside of him. "Jared," he moaned, nails digging into his skin. "Jared." "What do you want?" he whispered hotly, sending Jensen into a spasm of shivers. "Harder? Faster?" He just nodded, and Jared took control again, leaning back onto his legs and pulling Jensen towards him, dragging him up and down his cock as Jensen just laid there and moaned until his voice went hoarse. Jared's hand slipped down from his hips and cupped his ass, spreading him open as he pushed into him faster and deeper. When Jared's hand wrapped around his dick, Jensen screamed out in pleasure, eyes rolling back into his head. He was jacking him quickly, and the pleasure was mixing with the pain of the inability to come. "Jared, Jared, please. You want to come?" "Yes, yes, please, I need it." He closed his eyes shut tightly, trying to hold back. "Jared, please." Jared leaned over, pressing himself against Jensen and kissing him deeply, holding him close. Kissing back desperately, Jensen held him tightly. When they broke away, Jared pushed into him a few more times and whispered in his ear, "Go ahead, come for me, Jensen." The mixture between relief and the pleasure rocked him, and he called out wordlessly. He held on to his consciousness to feel Jared empty inside him, strong hands holding his hips and bruising them possessively. Panting, the ecstasy of his orgasm continued to course through him as he wrapped his arms around Jared, threading one hand through his hair and rubbing his back with the other as they tried to come down together. For a long time, they just laid there, tangled in Jensen's sheets and kissing. Jensen wouldn't even let Jared get up to clean him off, and Jared was more than willing to stay with him for a little longer, when Jensen told him how his shower was more than big enough for two. Head resting on Jared's chest, he laid there, body tingling in a way that he'd never felt before. It felt more than just the best sex he'd ever had. He felt different, a buzz running through his veins. As Jared pressed a kiss to his temple, he thought that maybe it was love. Jared was dozing, snoring endearingly, when the security alarm alerted him that Chris was home. Climbing gently out of bed, Jensen cleaned himself up and threw on a pair of boxers and a worn shirt to go greet him. "Hey, man," Chris said, sitting on the couch and flipping through their several hundred channels. "How was your night?" "It was good," he said, stretching out on the lazy boy. "Jared's still here, by the way." Grinning, Chris said, "Oh yeah? Must have been a good night, then. Tell me about it." Rolling his eyes, Jensen decided to ignore him, focusing instead on the weather channel that Chris had stopped on. He had promised Jared that he wasn't going to tell about it, and he wasn't. Chris tossed one of the remotes at him. "Did you not hear me? Tell me." "No," he said, throwing it back at him. The word from his mouth made him freeze. "I feel weird." "How weird?" Chris moved down the couch, staring at Jensen closely. "Are you okay? He didn't slip you something, did he?" He shook his head. "No, I feel good. I mean, I feel fine." I'm lost, Jen." Staring straight into Chris's eyes, he said, "You told me to do something, and I haven't. And I feel fine." Jaw dropping with realization, he stood up, looking him over. "Do a jumping jack. Now. Go get me a beer. Make me coffee." Jensen stayed seated, waiting for the pounding headaches, the dizziness, the nausea that always came with defying an order. It didn't happen. He couldn't catch his breath, excitement building in his chest. "Am I cured?" Sitting at the edge of the coffee table, Chris said, "You need to tell me what you did tonight. Exactly." "We had sex, okay? That's it." There was hysteria in his voice, but he couldn't stop smiling. "I know you, so I'm assuming you bottomed. Jared doesn't have, like, magic curse-repelling sperm, does he?" Rolling his eyes, he said,
First of all, we used a condom, and either way, it's not magic or curse-repelling.
Chris ran his hands through his hair, looking confused.
Did he tell you anything all night? When did this start?
Laughing, he said. He gave me orders all night.
Chris raised an eyebrow, and Jensen said, That was kind of the sex we had? Jared's kind of talkative and demanding, so I told him to tell me things, and I did them.
You just did it? Immediately, without the bitching and moaning you usually do?
There was certainly some moaning, but he didn't need to tell Chris that.
More or less, yeah. That's essentially what happened.
Shaking his head, Chris's shoulders shook with laughter.
Well, I'll be damned.
What? When Chris just laughed, Jensen insisted.
What?
You were obedient, Jensen, he said, smiling. For once in your life, you didn't try to get out of something or waste time or anything. You actually did what you were supposed to do. I guess the curse thinks that you learned your lesson.
Staring in shock, Jensen tried desperately to figure it out.
What?
Chris shrugged.
Rosenbaum never said that the curse was permanent. He never said it wasn't either, but that's rosy for you. I guess once you stop being a rebellious little snot and did what you were supposed to, it wears off or something.
Jensen collapsed back into the chair, processing this information.
So I'm free?
Looks like it.
Jensen?
He turned in the chair, seeing Jared standing in the hallway, looking nervous and perfect with his miles and miles of beautiful skin and muscles covered only by his boxers. Jared smiled at him and waved to Chris.
Hey.
Chris laughed, going to the liquor cabinet and pulling out a bottle of tequila.
Hey, magic boy, want a drink?
What?
No, Jensen said quickly.
No drink, we're going back to bed. Standing up, he walked over to Jared, wrapping a hand around the back of his neck and pulling him down for a long kiss.
Thank you.
Jared frowned.
For what?
For everything, for being you. He grinned, leaning his forehead against Jared's shoulder.
I'm cured.
What? Jared's arms wrapped around Jensen's waist, and he pulled him closer to him. Instead of answering, Jensen kissed him again, letting Jared hold him as he felt torn between the animated adrenaline forcing through his body and the relieved weight wanting him to just sleep for days. When they pulled back, Jared whispered, I'm really confused.
I'll explain later.
He took Jared's hand and nodded to Chris.
Good night, man.
Chris pouted. Come have a drink with me.
No, Jensen called, already halfway down the hallway.
Jared was grinning as he allowed himself to be dragged along.
So you want to explain this new development to me?
Smiling back, Jensen said.
How about over breakfast? I think I remember talking about a shower.
I seem to remember that as well. He kissed Jensen as he walked backwards toward the bathroom. Jensen turned on the water with one hand, the other wrapped around Jared as they kissed.
You know, I also have allergies and astigmatism, so I'm hoping you can help me with those, too.
Jared nodded, still looking confused.
Sure, I'll see what I can do.
Once the water was warm, Jensen stepped into the shower, letting the warm water wash over him.
Get in here.
His eyes sparked with excitement as he joined Jensen, kissing him fondly and breathlessly as they leaned against the wall.
Whatever you say, Jensen.
The end.